Now, the crux of the matter is that the guy who killed these girls, Ramos, an illegal alien from Mexico, was allowed to stay in this country even after three alcohol-related convictions, okay, and another identity theft conviction. Everybody in the Virginia Beach area knew this guy was a criminal, yet no one would take action to even report him to the federal authorities so he could be deported. No one. And that's because of the crazy sanctuary city policy. All right? Now, the mayor of Virginia Beach, Mayera Oberndorf, is, with all due respect, I'm trying not to be insulting here, limited in her intellectual capacity. Okay, the ICE. Look, and this is for everybody in Virginia Beach. If you're going to elect a person like this, you're going to have chaos, all right? This woman should be baking pies, not running a major city. Okay, now, the real villain in this, as we continue to investigate, is Chief Alfred J. Cox. It is the chief who refuses to obey the law. We have no business doing so. So if we have a criminal illegal alien in our community, Chief Alfred J. Cox is not going to do anything. All right, now, you have the combination of the mayor and the chief, and you know why you have two dead girls. Okay? You know. There's no doubt about it. There's no debate about it. This is what you have. And as long as people like that are in a position of responsibility, you're going to have dead girls in the street.
Rick,
all right,
Jones,
look, there's no question. I don't know what's going on in Cincinnati politics. I know it's a tough city. But there's no question in Virginia Beach that the mayor is clueless. The mayor has the ICE. She has no idea what's going on. And the police chief is an arrogant incompetent. All right? Now, if you elect these people, that's what you're going to get. Dead girls. Because, look, just listening to her sound bites, just listening to her try to explain the situation, she is not capable of running this city. As I said, she should be home baking pies. This is not a woman who has any grasp of public policy. So I have nothing personal against this woman. I couldn't care less about her. I just want to protect Americans, and I want to protect illegal aliens. Remember, these people are dying. 500 died in the desert trying to cross into the USA last year. You know, the kids in the Bronx all burned to death because the city, sanctuary city of New York, doesn't regulate how many people you cram into a slum. And now we have the two dead American girls in Virginia.